Under pandemic restrictions, Robin Lee Garber's paid gigs turned into non-monetary internet shows.
This quarantine thing is nuts, man. It's like a big pressure cooker. So I work 3 days at the hospital. And
that was Garber speaking during Dirty Laundry and Good Clean Entertainment with Robin Lee. She found herself in her laundry room most nights washing scrubs from her part-time hospital job as an art therapist and licensed professional clinical counselor. Garber explains that her musical life was full before the pandemic.
I was running an open mic. I was playing gigs 3-4 times a month. I was also going around to different assisted living and retirement communities, doing a lot of baby boomer material and stuff.
Garber also sang at the hospital where she worked, but the singing had to stop.
You wake up before the sun, you plan to help someone.
Garber sang and wrote songs most of her life, but wasn't interested in performing for a public audience. Growing up, she had one solo observer, her rabbit Heidi.
And I was like 5, and I'm just like singing to the rabbit, for the rabbit, about the rabbit.
She grew up in Philadelphia and moved to Chicago when she was 26. She says she only wanted to use her singing as a form of healing. Garber is also a visual artist. She received her master's in art therapy from the University of Illinois at Chicago in 1996. Garber didn't start performing publicly until her early 40s. Garber met her colleague's little brother, who convinced her to go on stage during a night out.
He was sort of my entree into the singer-songwriter world of Chicago and beyond. We went to Folk Alliance conferences together, and I got to meet people from all over the country, all over the world.
Garber says going out and doing shows was not only a form of income, it was also a stress reliever after counseling others. She lost that outlet.
You're my kind of trouble.
Then her living situation fell apart. Garber lived with 2 other people, but the fear of spreading the virus crumbled that arrangement. She finally found an affordable place by October, but after moving all of her things in, she had to move again due to unforeseen circumstances. But those weren't the most challenging things that Garber had to endure during the pandemic.
And I had friends back east getting sick. I had friends who were on respirators in March and in April. And then in April and May, people started dying. And it was hard. It was really, really hard.
But things have turned around for this creative. She's going to pick up more hours at the hospital. And she's found solace in performing online. Garber is also a part of an online songwriters group. She says this, too, kept her creative juices flowing.
I'm trying to write stuff, you know, with COVID and even just the past 4 years that has more of an anthemic theme, that's more upbeat, that's, you know, driven by positivity.
Garber is all settled in her new place. It's the first time she's lived by herself since 1998. She says she now feels flooded with creativity, and she wants to encourage other artists to continue to produce. She declares that artists shouldn't look for inspiration, but instead should just start creating. I'm Yvonne Booz.